This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi. So we continue Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Pei Beis. We're up to the end of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber in Sif Aleph, you're now to read Shema opposite of Beis HaKisei that is old, even if you cleared out the Tzaya. We saw from Rabbeinu Yoina, it might even be a Doraisa. The Mechaber said to him, it appears, that if there are no Mechitzos, but if there are Mechitzos, even if there's Soya, you could read Kenegdai, even in close proximity. Im Ein Magia Loi Reachra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei. The Im Magia Reachra. Well, what if the smell reaches you? Aser Ad Sheyarchik Dalar Amos Mimakam Shekala Reach. You have to go 4 Amos away from where the smell stops. So again, that's important to remember. It's not enough that you don't smell it. You have to go about between 6 and 8 feet from where the smell stops. That would be sufficient even if the tzoya is in front of you. The mechaber is lenient, even if the mechitzos are not 10 tefachim tall, like we find in the Beis Yosef. Regarding this issue, all the achrayim argue on him. And if they are 10 tefachim tall, yesh min achrayim shesarvim kvasei, some achrayim hold like him. V'har min achrayim shecholken, gam bezeh, many achrayim argue about this as well. V'taimam, why would they argue? D'sfiru lehu d'kimen ha mechitzos miuchados l'kabel tzoya. These are mechitzos of a Beis HaKisei. The mechitzos are designated to receive tzoya. K'may tzoya dainin lehu. Now, does that mean the walls of a bathroom are not a mechitza? No. We're here talking about, excuse the expression, let's say a urinal. So it goes down into a place where it collects, but the stream hits, let's say, the wall. That wall is not a mechitza. That wall is not a mechitza. The wall of a bathroom is a mechitza, and the Chazon Ish says that if the mechitza is used for the stream to hit, but it's made out of metal, it's also a mechitza. Okay. Weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. Ukegraf shorei, and they're like a graf shorei. It's like the chamber pot. Lekaman b'simen peizayin. The asar afilu ein bay reachra. That it's also even if there isn't a reachra. Now regarding mechitzos of Beis HaKisei bizmanenu, the Chazon Ish writes, since even in the Beis HaKisei itself, it is not definitive that as a din of a Beis HaKisei, because its tzoya doesn't stay there, it might be like the Persian bathrooms. Therefore, from the outside, certainly we're not machmer, especially because its tzoya doesn't touch the walls, and the toilet bowl is glazed, and also the walls are not only for the Beis HaKisei, it's also for the whole house. So a bathroom wall, bezman hazeh, is a valid mechitza. No question. V'chein midivrei hagra bebeyuroi masher gam kin shedaitei lahachmer bazeh. The gra is also machmer that mechitzos are a problem. V'chein beprima gadim v'derech hachayim u'shar harbe achorene zmanenu. Likewise in the prima gadim, the derech hachayim, and other achorenim of our time, kula machmirim bazeh, they're all machmer. Sril hu desrach laharchik mea mechitzos. Dalet amos, you have to go 4 amos away from the mechitzos. Ulofanov, and before you, kimloi enav, as far as you could see. Afilu pinu mimenu atzaya, even if you cleared out the tzaya, ve'in bay reachran, there's no bad smell. So this is the opinion, this is the Mishnah Berurah, that bizman hazeh, I'm sorry, that mechitzos, again, we said the chazon initials, bizman hazeh, it's not an issue, but back in the day, or let's say you're traveling to Eastern Europe and you're going to see like one of these old kind of bathrooms, so now it's not going to help just to be away from the toilet. Even if there's a mechitza, you have to distance yourself from the mechitza. I wonder what if you have a excuse the expression again, a porta potty, would you have to distance yourself kimloy einav? In other words, are those mechitzais? I mean, the Chazon Ish says that mechitzos bizman hazeh are not a problem because the tzaya doesn't stay there. But some of these things, the tzaya does stay there. You know, these temporary places. So then, we would maybe be machmer about the mechitzos of our Beis HaKiseh. Again, the mechaber is machmer about mechitzos. I'm sorry. The shita of the mechaber is that you don't have to distance from the mechitzos. However, the achroinim say you do. The Chazon Ish says, bizman hazeh, you don't. But I don't know if that would apply on these, you know, temporary bathrooms that they have in these places sometimes. Okay. V'lachin tzarech lizoher shaloi likroi su espalel u'daber b'devei Torah b'chotzer k'neged beis hakiseh k'mla'enov. Therefore, you have to be careful not to say Shema, not to daven, not to say devei Torah in a courtyard opposite of beis hakiseh, as far as you could see. Afal pishu sagor, even if the door is closed. V'yevshar lirois hatzaya shabaya, and you can see the tzaya. So again, back to what we were discussing the other day, yesterday. Let's say the bathroom door is open, and you don't see mamish the toilet, but you see the area close to it. So again, it might not be so pashut. That might be an issue. Because there is even an issue if you could see the wall of a bathroom. So we're not machmer bizman hazeh. But to see the inside of a bathroom, that might be an issue. Certainly, a court, right? That might be an issue. That might not be machanech hakadosh. Therefore, you should be careful. When you make a sukkah in the courtyard, you want to make sure the walls of the bathroom are not opposite the entrance of the sukkah, when the sukkah is open. Because then you're going to have to be careful. When you're speaking Devei Torah or other words of Kedusha. By the way, which is interesting, what about when you're stam sitting in the sukkah? Are you allowed to do a mitzvah if you see tzaya? The din that you're not allowed to learn Torah, you're not allowed to say words of Torah. You're not. Are you allowed to do a mitzvah if there's tzaya in front of you? It's mashma here, you could, right? Because the only issue in the sukkah is learning. What about the fact, the kiyum ha-mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Seems like that's not an issue. V'cheinim yesh neged chaloin, you know, the nafkamina be, you know, is a person allowed to give tzedakah in the Beis HaKiseh? So you say, how's that possible? You know, the whole day the phone is ringing for different collections, right? So are you allowed it? L'chayra, you could. V'cheinim yesh neged chaloin Beis HaKiseh v'chaloin pasuch. Let's say there is opposite the window of the bathroom. V'hachaloyim pasuach, and the window's open. V'u oimeh b'beisa, you're in your house. U'panav klapi beis hakiseh, and you're facing the bathroom. Nachoin lizar me'ledaber oz devei Torah. It is correct. This is exactly what we're talking about. The window of the bathroom is open. So, are you allowed to learn? If you're facing it. The Mishnah Berurah says, it is correct not to say words of Torah. Now look what he says. You could rely to be makel if the smell doesn't reach. Why? Watch this. Number one, there's a wall. And the wall is 10 tvachim tall. So the fact that you could see in, but there's still a mechitza. And number two, the rush holds that if it's in a different room, it's not an issue. Rabbi said, this is what we said yesterday, and it seems like we were right. Here it is. I wrote down, I put it on the group, that the Mishnah Berurah says, if you cleared out Tzaya, the Isra's min HaTorah, because there's normally Tzaya there. I wrote, L'chayra, according to the rush, that's only if it's not in a different room. But if it's in a different room, even if the door is open, it's not a problem. It's only a problem according to the Rashba. Bingo, we hit it. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. That seeing a bathroom in a different cheder is not a problem according to the Rosh. Now, we would be machmir midairaisa. It's a suffix dairaisa. But here where there's also mechitza, so 1 second. What about if you, according to the Rosh, in other words, let's say you have a bathroom in the other room and the door is open. Stam, so you also have a svek sveka. Maybe that halacha is like the Rosh, that it's okay if it's in a different room. And even according to the Rashba, there is a mechitza that's 10 tfachim tall. It happens to be you're seeing through the side of it, but shouldn't that mechitza make it? What's the svek sveka here? Maybe that halacha is like the Rosh. And furthermore, there are mechitzos here. How are the mechitzos going to help, though, if you see it according to the Rashba? Anybody know what the svek sveka is? In other words, why do the mechitzos help? If that halacha is like the Rashba, anything you see, it says, lo yira b'cha ervas davar. In other words, let's say there's a woman in the next room, and she's not clad, and you could see. So the fact that their mechitzos are not going to help if the mechitza is not blocking. So what exactly is the svek sveka here?
Just like it did by mechitzas, the basis for the Bach specifically say that even when you can see the mechitza enough, that...
I mean, the case is the window's open.
I don't understand the case. In the Yeshnekel Chalot, but he's inside the house. Where's this window? This window is within the house, within two rooms.
It's in a separate room, I guess.
So it's not the window to the outside of the house.
Yeah, unless you're not really, you're just seeing the airspace, you're not seeing the toilet itself. If someone closes their eyes, according to everyone, it will help. The Achrayim write further. This that we're machmir by the barriers of a bathroom to consider them from the outside, like tzoya. It's only a mechitza that's only designated for the bathroom. Let's say you made in the courtyard a special room. If you built in the mechitza of the house that you adjoined it to this mechitza, the basakisei, even though that mechitza is mamish, the mechitza of the bathroom, the wall, the mechitza does not have a din of a basakisei, because it's not designated only for the Beis HaKisei, it's also for the house. Kimen she'ena mechitza miyuchedas lebeis HaKisei levad. By the way, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that for this reason, you're allowed to stand outside of a bathroom and read Asher Yatzar or Davin right opposite the door when the door is closed, even though it's the door of the bathroom because it's also a door for the house. However, in a shul, you should not make it that the door of the bathroom is seen in the shul. It's a gnai for the Beis HaKnesses. In other words, you should not have it that in the shul, there's a door and you just step into the door and you go to the bathroom. Because you could see, Lamaisa, you could see the mechitza of the Beis HaKisei. It's not designated. That's halachically fine, but it's not nice for a shul. I'm still not sure about this svek sveka, why the fact that their mechitzas work if you could see it. Unless you're not mamish seeing the avid itself. Okay, Rabbi Issa, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.